All right, thank you, John. And now we move into the open forum. This is the portion of the meeting where people can come up and speak on anything for a period of 3 minutes to address the commission on issues that they feel strongly about. And you do need to be registered with Rachel as well. So.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Again, John Stone, staff attorney at Park. As Mr. Chair indicated, this is the open forum where you can talk to the commission about anything that is relevant to the commission. I have a couple individuals signed up already. Mr. James Joint from Custer, South Dakota, are you there? Okay. Well, we'll come back to Mr. Joint and see if he's available later. Dan Loveland in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Again, just a reminder for everyone, try to keep it in 3 minutes.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Secretary. My name is Dan Loveland. I'm a Sioux Falls resident and own the Crow Lake property that is adjacent to the Mondry parcel that is currently owned by Game Fish and Parks. I currently serve as president of Pickerel Lake Conservancy and are speaking on behalf of that group today. Pickerel Lake Conservancy is a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to protect the water quality, natural resources, and ecosystem of Pickerel Lake so that the natural beauty of this lake may be preserved for the enjoyment of people today and for generations to come. Our organization is actively engaged in protecting Pickerel Lake water quality through shoreline restoration, watershed protection, educating property owners about lake-friendly best practices, and regular water quality testing and analysis. We also are highly involved in invasive species education, prevention, and mitigation. And many of our activities are being done in collaboration with South Dakota Game Fish and Parks, along with other non-governmental organizations. We're here today because we are very concerned that the sale and subsequent development of the Mondry property by Pickerel Lake will hurt the water quality of Pickerel Lake. This conservation parcel sits at a high elevation within 100 yards of the lake and drains in three directions to Pickerel Lake. Any deforestation, recontouring, or disruption of the natural filtration capability of this watershed land can cause significant runoff and siltation damage to the lake. That's what happens when sensitive conservation land near a public lake becomes open to development. The Mondry property is adjacent to several other Game Fish and Park-owned parcels of old wildlife populations and are available for hunting. I've personally seen frequently seen deer, turkey, and other wildlife, and have observed bow hunting taking place on the Mondry property. But holding conservation land is not just about walking money. It's about protecting our public resources. The Game Fish and Parks vision is to conserve our state's outdoor heritage to enhance the quality of life for current and future generations. That's what our mission is also all about, and precisely why we're asking this commission to keep this land held for conservation, wildlife habitat, and public enjoyment. It's consistent with one of your stated land acquisition priorities, and that is parcels that provide buffers or are necessary for maintaining or enhancing the integrity of existing department lands. The two popular state parks and state-managed boat ramps, three of them, Game Fish and Parks, has a vested interest in protecting the integrity of Pickerel Lake. Please allow this parcel to continue doing its job protecting Pickerel Lake so that it can be enjoyed for many generations. So, thanks for your consideration of this request.
Thank you, sir. The next individual I have signed up to speak is Mr. David Pearson from Edina, South Minnesota.
Hello, I'm appearing by Zoom. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, again.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Members of the commission, Chair and others, thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak on the sale of the Mondry parcel of property near Pickerel Lake. By way of background, my family's had a cabin on Pickerel Lake since 1957. I spend a good portion of 6 or 7 months of the year here, and I'm the former president of the Pickerel Lake Conservancy. As Dan Loveland pointed out, this parcel is important to Pickerel Lake to preserve and protect the water quality of this important resource. Pickerel Lake has a serious water quality problem. Water quality has deteriorated significantly over the last several years. It has impacted use of the lake, and as you know, there are two very popular state parks on this lake. It is one of the most heavily used lakes in northeast South Dakota. We've been making significant efforts to work with game fishing parks in a collaborative way to preserve property around the lake and in the watershed. And the development of this property is contrary to what we are doing, what we're doing with your people and the efforts we're making to preserve water quality in Pickerel Lake. So for that reason alone, the commission should reject the notion of selling this property because it's important to ongoing efforts to preserve water quality. There's another reason that I want to emphasize. In discussing this property, it was suggested that because it's not used for hunting, it's not used and it's not useful. I don't think that's accurate at all. I know that I and my family members and numerous other people around the lake and visitors to the lake go to this property to experience a wild place, to watch the bird life, to see waterfowl, to seek out native plants, etc. It is used and it is useful. And wild places are increasingly hard to find in South Dakota as more and more land is put under the plow. And this property is particularly unique because of its proximity to the lake and these two large state parks. It's a piece of property, a wild piece of property, that should be preserved for future generations to experience what it offers by way of wildlife, wildflowers, etc. So I urge you to consider the value of this property for protecting water quality, for a place to see nature in its native state, and it's in the best interest of the commission and the public and serves your objectives to preserve this place and not to sell it for future development. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next individual I have listed is Mr. Humphrey. Did you want to talk again or just that? Ms. Caroline Rover Schuneman from Aberdeen.
Good afternoon, Secretary Lovely and Commissioners. Thank you for allowing me to speak today. I'm Caroline Rover Schuneman, and I am a landowner adjacent to the land parcel at Pickerel Lake that is being proposed for sale. My family has owned Pickerel Lake property since the 1940s. We currently are on a property that was acquired in 1952 by my grandparents. My brother and I are third generation, and my adult children are fourth generation. I've witnessed many changes that have occurred over the time, including on Pickerel Lake, including the purchasing and development of the East State Park Recreation Area, Webb Water, Sanitary District, the development of Wiscoma Point, Shepherd's Bay, and other areas on the lake. I'm also a member of the South Park Association and the newly elected Secretary Treasurer for the next term, which unanimously voted to oppose the sale of this land. I'm also a member of the PLC and support what they are doing to keep Pickerel pristine and natural. I have read and reviewed your vision statement and your mission statement on the GFPC website. And as it states, it strives to preserve our outdoor heritage for future generations and to serve and connect people to the outdoors. The website also provides documentation for strategic planning, including goals and priorities on how this is accomplished. I believe this land purpose provides an opportunity to preserve some of the natural pristine land that is in the area, its natural habitat and vegetation of wildflowers and grasses. This could be used for the Nature Conservatory or provide a hiking path and education to the public. This would be part of the other recreational activities stated in the goals and opportunities. In doing so, it would be part of the priorities under the habitat and access for the continuously improving access to existing public land. This year in Pear Grove, we've had bald eagles, turkeys, wood ducks, other wildlife, and of course chipmunks. This might all go away if that property were to be developed. To sell this property and the possibility of development would adversely affect their habitat and the overall ecosystem of our lake and the lake and the organizations that they are, or lake organizations are working so hard to preserve. I would ask that you please consider leaving Pickle Lake property, reconsider leaving the Pickle Lake property on the list of properties for possible sale and remove from the proposed list. I would be happy to answer any of your questions to the best of my ability and want to thank you for your time and allowing me to speak to you today.
Thank you. The next individual I have is Christopher Wand-Wilsek from Fargo, North Dakota. Christopher, are you out there? Okay, moving on to the next individual I have listed is Jonathan Bluebell from Pittsburgh Lake South Center.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Thank you for having me and thanking me for, and thank you for allowing me the chance to speak. My name is Jonathan Gruba. I'm a Pickerel Lake resident. I grew up around Pickerel Lake utilizing the Mundry portion for outdoor recreation. And I'm here to speak in opposition of selling the Mundry portion. The area around Pickerel Lake is increasingly becoming more and more developed, with large commercial buildings and new homes popping up every year. The slices of natural habitat within these open areas, such as the Mundry portion, become all the more valuable to keep as protected land. Every year, I see a great abundance of wildlife in this section. This includes significant numbers of deer, turkey, and pheasant, which are valued by all the community, including recreational hunters. I myself are one of the recreational hunters that utilizes this land. I'm a bow hunter, and what I have heard is that it's not accessible through hunting. That is true for rifles. However, it is utilized for bow hunting. Another thing that I had heard is that because of the small size of this section, that is one of the reasons it's being considered to be sold. Our size is a relative function. To a small lot, this 9 acres is huge, and it's certainly large enough for the deer, turkey, and pheasants that have found their homes in the Mundry section. The other reason I have heard for selling this property is encroachment. This encroachment by local cabin owners is one of the issues. Please post signs and find those to encroach. If your reasoning for selling this land, which is encroachment, was applied to public land in general, I'm pretty sure we'd have far less public land. Furthermore, I've looked into this encroachment, and from what I can see, it's just a few cabin owners. It makes up a very small part of this, and I'm pretty sure the few, if they were talked to, would no longer encroach. I hope that you consider these points, among the others made by the speakers previously and after me, and rule in favor of the much-needed continued conservation of the Mundry portion, which, from what I've gathered today, listening to your mission statement and your vision for the future of South Dakota, would align with that in keeping this Mundry portion as natural habitat. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. James Joint, we'll try you again from Custer, South Dakota. Okay. Ms. Nancy Hilding, I believe you indicated you wanted to talk at the open forum.
I'm unmuting right now. So this is my continuation of rule finalization because 3 minutes is not enough time to comment on multiple rules. So this is a comment on rule finalization, not open forum. To begin with, we're commenting on the proposed beaver rule to extend the season from 6 months to 12 months East River. We point to you the letter that we sent out on page 7. We offer an alternative rule. If during the hearing alternative rules are suggested, you can consider them. We are suggesting instead that you shrink the season statewide down to 12 months, ending on March 31st. Except on Forest Service lands, which would be 3 months, like it is now on the Black Hills National Forest. Except we didn't say Black Hills National Forest, we said the Forest Service. So we're including Custer Gallatin National Forest and grasslands in this. If you don't like our suggested alternative rule, then we suggest if you do insist on increasing it, you increase it less than 12 months, or you increase it to 12 months in a smaller area instead of all of eastern South Dakota. So we don't want the rule. We want it made less beaver hunting, however, much less beaver hunting. However, if you increase it, we want you to increase it less or on a smaller area. All right, so I'm going to begin commenting now. We draw your attention to South Dakota's Wildlife Action Plan, which identifies that our major historical ecological drivers in South Dakota. There's five of them. Three of them are animals, which are beavers, bisons, and prairie dogs, that also floods and fire. And while it identifies this as a major historical driver in South Dakota of ecosystem, beavers are currently rare compared to the old days, and there is no plan in the Wildlife Action Plan to attempt to restore them, conserve them. While it, you know, bemoans the fact that we don't have enough beaver, it suggests no action to protect beaver. So we are suggesting, and I am actually speaking for Prairie Hills Audubon Society and the president of that, and the last time I spoke for Prairie Hills Audubon Society also, we are suggesting that you need a beaver management plan. All right, you have a prairie dog management plan, you have a management plan for otters, you need one for beavers where you identify goals. You recognize how important they are as the ecological service in this nation, and you don't just think about how to get rid of them when people complain. You think about teaching people about the goodness that they have and the goodness that they have for habitat. Kevin Roebling testified the other day they're all into habitat. You know, this is fish habitat, bird habitat. Habitat for all kinds of creatures is created by beavers, so why you don't have a beaver protection and restoration project, I do not know. All right, so in the Wildlife Action Plan, it identifies key habitats for trumpeter swan, northern river otter, and Pahasapa fritillary. It identifies six fishes that are your species of greatest conservation need that are, you know, are in trouble because of not enough beaver dams. So we don't think you have an inventory. We don't think you know where your beavers are. And we don't think that your staff has a program, really, that they're serious about, where they're, when people call up to get rid of the beavers, teach them non-lethal mitigations to prevent the harm beaver are doing, such as painting the trees with this abrasive paint, circling them with sticks.
Your time is up.
All right, there is one other thing that I had wanted to say. At any rate, we don't want this 12-month extension East River. It's very important to many other species to have beavers, and your staff should have a beaver protection program instead of a get-rid-of-the-beavers program. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Coleman. Those are the individuals that I have listed down that wish to speak during the open forum. Is there anyone else in the room or online that has not spoken yet that would like to speak to the commission?
I would. Can you hear me? I'm not registered, but I had trouble signing in. Would I be able to speak?
Yeah, can you please state your name and where you're from?
Sure. My name is Julie Anderson, and I live in Rapid City, South Dakota. And I would like to comment on the amendment for the mountain lion hunting season proposed by the South Dakota townsmen. They want to increase all hound hunting to all property owned by Game Fish and Parks, and also to all grasslands managed by the Forest Service. And I would like to say that I am very much opposed to this. There is many more people who have objections to hound hunting, and we have not been heard, or nothing has been done to... The only thing that has been done by the Game Fish and Park Service is to encourage hound hunting. There are many more people who oppose hound hunting, and I would encourage you to please deny this amendment, because this is not representing all the people. When you had more bobcat trapping proposed, you had one person that filed it. You had many more people objecting to bobcat trapping, yet you went ahead and you passed it. The same thing happened with the trappers and the Nest Predator Bounty Program. So what I'm asking you is to please represent all people. Please deny this. The thing that's really troubling about this proposed amendment is that if it's going to the grasslands, then these cougars are going to be hunted where there are no trees. And that means the possibility for being ripped apart is great. And I would like to, again, please state that you please deny this request and represent the people who oppose mountain lion hunting, but especially hound hunting. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, last call. Is there anyone else in the room or online that has not spoken in the open forum but wishes to comment?
Yes. My name is Kevin Grunewald. I would like to speak.
Where are you calling from, Mr. Grunewald?
I'm calling from Brookings, South Dakota.
Go ahead.
I'm calling in regards to the Lake Ponsett parcel that is being sold. I am in favor of it being sold. I am the direct neighbor to the property. And as far as the development has gone in around the development, around that actual particular parcel, I have not seen anyone use it in the past 6 years since I've been around it. And I'm just going to reach in regards to that. I am in favor of it, of its actual sale, so it can actually properly maintain, not developed, but also I actually intend on purchasing it in regards to preserving it. So it will not be developed on, and it can be maintained adequately so we can have animals and stuff there and flourish in a protective sense, because I care about that. So I'm just reaching out and thanking you for considering, you know, selling some of these parcels that you guys do feel that are not being adequately used in regards to the public's interest and or protected in that regards, because you guys are pulled in a lot of different directions in that regard. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else online or in the room? Hearing none, that concludes the open forum, Mr. Chair.
All right. Thank you very much.